the Bible. The following verses are from Jeremiah, Psalms, Luke, and Acts. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. O God, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. Heal my soul. O Lord, heal me. Come and be healed. I will heal thee of thy wounds. And they were healed, every one. John. And Jesus said, For judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see. Philippians. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Colossians. If ye be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are ye subject to ordinances? Touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrines of men. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. 2 Peter. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Leviticus. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying, Teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord hath spoke unto them by the hand of Moses. Put differences between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean. Ye shall not make yourselves abominable with any creeping thing that creepeth, neither shall ye make yourselves unclean with them, that ye should be defiled thereby. I am the Lord your God. Ye shall therefore sanctify your bodies, and ye shall be holy. For I am the Lord that bringeth you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. Ye shall therefore be holy, for I am holy. And the Lord spake unto Moses and to Aaron, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When any man hath a running issue out of his flesh, because of his issue he is unclean. Every bed whereon he lieth, everything whereon he sitteth, shall be unclean. The vessel of earth that he toucheth shall be broken, and every vessel of wood shall be rinsed in water. Whosoever toucheth his bed, that sitteth on anything whereon he sat, that toucheth the flesh of him that hath the issue, shall wash his clothes, and bathe himself in water, and be unclean unto the even. And when he that hath an issue is cleansed of his issue, then he shall number to himself 7 days for his cleansing, and wash his clothes, and bathe his flesh in running water, and shall be clean. And on the 8th day he shall take to him 2 turtle doves, or 2 young pigeons, and come before the Lord, and give them unto the priest. And the priest shall offer them, the one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for him before the Lord. This is the law of him that hath an issue. 1 Corinthians. And yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Jeremiah. I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. They called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. I will restore health unto thee. Matthew. Jesus went about all Galilee, healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, he opened his mouth and taught them. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, See, thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Leviticus. And if a woman have an issue, and her issue in her flesh be blood, she shall be put apart 7 days. And whosoever toucheth her shall be unclean until the even. And if a woman have an issue of her blood many days out of the time of her separation, or if it run beyond the time of her separation, all the days of the issue of her uncleanness shall be as the days of separation. She shall be unclean. But if she be cleansed of her issue, then she shall number to herself 7 days, and after that she shall be clean. And on the 8th day she shall take unto her 2 turtles, or 2 young pigeons, and bring them unto the priest, one for a sin offering, and the other for a burnt offering. And the priest shall make an atonement for her before the Lord for the issue of her uncleanness. This is the law of her that hath an issue. 1 Corinthians. And yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Matthew. Behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years, Mark, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Matthew. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Haggai. Consider now from this day and upward, I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen. And I will fill this house with glory. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former. And in the place I will give peace, saith the Lord. Psalms. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. I will sing of mercy and judgment unto thee, O Lord. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. My eyes shall be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. Proverbs. Like a medicine, understanding is a wellspring of life unto him that hath it. I shall now read correlative passages from Science and Health with Keys of the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Which was first, mind or medicine? If mind was first and self-existent, then mind, not matter, must have been the first medicine. God, being all in all, he made medicine. But that medicine was mind. It could not have been matter, which departs from the nature and character of mind, God. Truth is God's remedy for error of every kind, and truth destroys only what is untrue. Hence, the fact that today, as yesterday, Christ casts out evils and heals the sick. In the year 1866, I discovered the Christ science, or divine laws of life and truth and love, and named my discovery Christian Science. This apodictical principle points to the revelation of Emmanuel, God with us, the sovereign ever-presence, delivering the children of men from every ill that flesh is heir to. Through Christian Science, religion and medicine are inspired with a diviner nature and essence. Fresh pinions are given to faith and understanding, and thoughts acquaint themselves intelligently with God. The hosts of Asclepius are flooding the world with diseases because they are ignorant that the human mind and body are myths. To be sure, they sometimes treat the sick as if they were but one factor in the case, but this one factor they represent to be body, not mind. Infinite mind could not possibly create a remedy outside of itself, but erring, finite human mind has an absolute need of something beyond itself for its redemption and healing. Sometimes the human mind uses one error to medicine another. Driven to choose between two difficulties, the human mind takes the lesser to relieve the greater. Controlled by this belief, you continue in the old routine. The body is not controlled scientifically by a negative mind. We weep because others weep. We yawn because they yawn. And we have smallpox because others have it. But mortal mind, not matter, contains and carries the infection. When this mental contagion is understood, we shall be more careful of our mental conditions, and we shall avoid loquacious tattling about disease, as we would avoid advocating crime. Neither sympathy nor society should ever tempt us to cherish error in any form, and certainly we should not be error's advocate. You say that certain material combinations produce disease. But if the material body causes disease, can matter cure what matter has caused? Mortal mind prescribes the drug, and administers it. Mortal mind plans the exercise and puts the body through certain motions. No gastric gas accumulates. Not a secretion nor combination can operate apart from the action of mortal thought, alias mortal mind. Scientifically speaking, there is no mortal mind out of which to make material beliefs springing from illusions. Chemicalization is the upheaval produced when immortal truth is destroying erroneous mortal belief. Mental chemicalization brings sin and sickness to the surface, forcing impurities to pass away, as is the case with a fermenting fluid. The only effect produced by medicine is dependent upon mental action. If the mind were parted from the body, could you produce any effect upon the brain or body by applying the drug to either? Would the drug remove paralysis, affect organization, or restore will and action to the cerebrum and cerebellum? Great respect is due the motives and philanthropy of the higher class of physicians. We know that if they understood the science of mind healing and were in possession of the enlarged power it confers to benefit the race physically and spiritually, they would rejoice with us. Even this one reform in medicine would ultimately deliver mankind from the awful and oppressive bondage now enforced by false theories, from which multitudes would gladly escape. When the science of being is universally understood, every man will be his own physician, and truth will be the universal panacea. The struggle for the recovery of invalids goes on, not between material methods, but between mortal minds and immortal mind. The victory will be on the patient's side, only as immortal mind, through Christ, truth, subdues the human belief in disease. It matters not what material method one may adopt, whether faith in drugs, trust in hygiene, or reliance on some other minor curative. Cleanliness is next to godliness, but washing should be only for the purpose of keeping the body clean, and this can be effected without scrubbing the whole surface daily. Water is not the natural habitat of humanity. I insist on bodily cleanliness within and without. I am not patient with a speck of dirt. If half the attention given to hygiene were given to the study of Christian Science and to the spiritualization of thought, this alone would usher in the millennium. Constant bathing and rubbing to alter the secretions or to remove unhealthy exhalations from the cuticle receive a useful rebuke from Jesus. Jesus' precept, take no thought for the body. We must beware of making clean merely the outside of the platter. Think less of the enactments of mortal mind and you will sooner grasp man's God-given dominion. You must understand your way out of human theories relative to health, or you will never believe that you are quite free from some ailment. Let us banish sickness as an outlaw and abide by the rule of perpetual harmony, God's law. It is man's moral right to annul an unjust sentence, a sentence never inflicted by divine authority. Christ Jesus overruled the error which would impose penalties for transgressions of the physical laws of health. Let the despairing invalid inspecting the hue of her blood on a cambric handkerchief think of the experiment of those Oxford boys who caused the death of a man when not a drop of his blood was shed. Then let her learn the opposite statement of life as taught in Christian Science, and she will understand that she is not dying on account of the state of her blood, but is suffering from her belief that blood is destroying her life. The so-called vital current does not affect the invalid's health, but her belief produces the very results she dreads. A Christian Scientist's medicine is mind, the divine truth that makes man free. A Christian Scientist never recommends material hygiene, never manipulates. He does not trespass on the rights of mind, nor does he practice animal magnetism or hypnotism. Love for God and man is the true incentive in both healing and teaching. Love is priestess at the altar of truth. This concludes the readings and the recording portion of our meeting.